Vita Bergen mit Curtains auf Lux FM am Freitagnachmittag. Bei mir im Studio stehen William Hellström und Robert Jallinder. Das sind die Erfinder der Band Vita Bergen. Heute Abend spielen die Schweden im Rahmen der Indie-Kollektivveranstaltung im Magneten. Jetzt sind sie aber erstmal bei mir und wir quatschen über die ersten Schritte der Kapelle, über das Aufnehmen der ersten Hits im Wohnzimmer. Wir sprechen über die Vorteile eines Duos im Zentrum einer Band. Wir klären, ob eine LP in Planung ist und sprechen über vieles mehr. Zunächst aber nochmal hello and welcome, William and Robert.
Hello.
How are you doing today, boys?
We're doing good.
Cool.
Yeah.
You've just arrived from Sweden.
Yeah.
And your band's got stuck there somehow.
Yeah, we
How did that happen?
Well, there's a snowstorm in Gothenburg, so they were actually going to be here to play, but yeah, they couldn't make it, so we had to improvise.
Okay.
Yeah.
But tonight, at tonight's show, they're going to be there? They're going to make it to tonight's show?
We hope so.
Yeah. You don't know yet.
Otherwise, we got a nice drummer here on our iPhone. So,
You can phone the drummer then with the iPhone and say, the thing that I'm phoning you with right now is actually replacing you as well on tonight's show, on tonight's stage, something like that.
Sorry, Gustav.
So you've recorded your first songs in your living room.
Yep.
That's what I've learned about your band today. Have you produced the mini album or the EP that's up now, out now? Have you produced it there as well? Was it a living room production?
It's a living room production. Bedroom.
It's a room production.
Just had a one room apartment.
Even smaller,
Yeah. So basically, we recorded the whole thing there, and we got like our neighbors were smashing on the doors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the roof and ceiling. Yeah. We produced it and recorded it in.
Wow! Very nice. Because it's a well-sounding EP. I have to tell you that.
Thank
it's
you
a
much.
Really good sounding LP, and it could have easily been made in a bigger studio. You can't listen to the fact that it's not a typical bedroom production, let's say.
No.
And that might be the reason for the neighbors to freak out a little bit, right? Because did you record some drums in your bedroom as well?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, that was one take before the the cops started.
Hanging out the window.
We're nice guys.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay for the cops if they come around and stay nice. It's all good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to make a pause in the drum production then for a little while, and it's all okay. Come on, what's the big problem?
Come on, peeps.
But how important is the fact that you can produce and record stuff on your own for the band? Is that something that's part of the philosophy of Vita Bergen maybe as well?
I think it has been up until now, but I mean, we just started out playing like a year ago, and it's Robert and me. We've been writing all the songs, and hopefully, I mean, as we get more, what do you say, like
attention or
no more in the group, like
when
the band gets more, we play more and more together. We do these tours and stuff. We hope that we'll be like, okay, let's just take these songs, get straight into the studio, and just record them.
So you would record with the producer if he's the right guy.
That's the thing. And I think up until now it has been good for us doing it ourselves because we have had like absolute freedom to do exactly what we wanted.
And it's good to know what the possibilities are in a studio and while producing. You know, it's because if you have never done that before and you meet up with a producer and he starts pulling all the tricks up his sleeve, and you'd be like, oh, I don't even like the way you compress this stuff, or I don't even like the way that you put this guitar signal into a stereo signal because we want to have it mono or stuff like that. It's good to know about producing before you start working on albums, I think.
Yeah, I think actually that's been one of the, like, what's that?
Advantages? Or?
Yeah, because, I mean, we've been total, we didn't know how to do it. I mean, we're total retards in the music. I mean, I don't know, I still don't know how to use a compressor properly. I just go through like 150 presets and find one that sounds good. And that's the same on every patch. So
it's a training for your ears as well. And I think it's a really good way to dig through this technical procedures that are part of producing a record. And so now we know how you produce music. How do you compose, actually? Because it's the two of you in the band. Do you go for the classical Lennon McCartney style and compose songs together?
Like Björn and Benny.
Or is someone coming up with an idea and then composing the song to the end, and then are you mixing your works? What, how are you doing it? Are you?
I think me and Robert, we've been like super close, best friends since ages, and we really know each other. Mm-hmm. So, but it's been like Robert's been the lyrical chief, okay, and I've been the musical.
Oh, cool.
So, but everything has merged. So everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I think about the that it has been produced by ourselves and especially Villa. I think that like the songwriting has grown together with the production. So those two components are really they go together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's another part where the philosophy of a band comes in, right? Yeah. Some bands they probably are okay with the fact that they compose the songs and the production is going somewhere else, maybe.
Yeah.
But I really think it's important to have control over the production as well, especially in times like these where you have to take care of more and more things as a musician. It's not like back in the 70s, you know. Before we talk a bit more, I would want you to play me a song live because you've brought your instruments. I see a beautiful little Casio over here.
Is this a beautiful little Casio?
Oh, yes. Must be 1970s.
And I think you're going to play a song called On the Run for us, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, cool. So you grab your instruments. I'll just make some adjustments here. And here we go. Vita Bergen, meine Damen und Herren. Jetzt live auf Flux FM zu hören mit On the Run.
Smile, your heart was a fever burn.
stadium applause for Vita Bergen. Let's applaud ourselves. That was a great performance. Thank you.
Self-applause.
Thank you. So tonight's show, what can people expect? Are you going to play a lot of unreleased material? We're going to play,
yeah. I mean, but also the whole EP, so yeah.
Sure. And you still don't know if the band's coming?
No, we don't know. They're still in Gothenburg. They were supposed to leave for like 3 hours ago, I think.
Okay, cool.
I mean, it'll work out.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm pretty sure about that. But and then how many people are going to be on stage if the band is going to make it? Because I've read about you being a big band, kind of.
Eight people.
Yeah, no more, right. No less.
That's the magical number.
All right, sounds good to me. Are you working on an LP right now? That's what I wanted to ask as well, because the EP's out. I see that you're guys who like working on music, so how far are you with the LP?
We've been working on a couple of songs, and also we have like, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 that are probably going to make it to the LP.
Okay. Yeah, and we started recording.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we're a bit in the process.
So you're recording that stuff in your bedroom again?
No, a part of it, not all of it, but now we got a nice studio.
Okay, cool.
So a little bit bigger budget.
Yeah, that's cool. But I want to remind you of the fact that if the bedroom has a certain magic, you just go back into the bedroom. Fuck the big studio. Yeah, I mean, it costs a lot of money, but sometimes it's hard for you to get creative in a surrounding that's not yours. You know? So
exactly.
Always keep the bedroom in the back of your head.
It's true.
Go back there.
Our weakness is our strength, as we usually
like that.
Put it. Yeah.
Okay, so I wish you the best of luck for tonight's show, and I'm going to give away some tickets real quick for tonight's show. Wer heute Abend also in den Magnet gehen möchte zur Indie-Kollektiv-Veranstaltung, auf der auch Vita Bergen spielen werden, der ruft mich jetzt einfach an unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Vita Bergen heute Abend im Magneten. Thanks a lot. William and Robert, I hope we see each other soon again. As soon as you come to Berlin the next time, come back here. We'll have another live session. We'll talk about the LP then, maybe.
Yeah.
And about all the rest. So thanks for coming.
Thanks.
And see you next time. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Gracias.